Hashem increases David's military success. He defeats the Plishtim, other enemies as well, whether it's Soba, Aram, and Moab. Then we have the king of Chamos sends a tribute to David for defeating the enemies, and David then amasses huge wealth in gold, silver, copper. Interesting. Avishai, by the way, who's one of David's generals, defeated Edom and made them David's subjects. There's an interesting Rashi at the beginning of the parak. He says that when David was told that his son Shlomo would build the Beis HaMikdash, he starts paving the way for Shlomo to do so. You know, he puts certain things in motion. He says these wars and the procurement of building materials were therefore dedicated to the Mikdash. It's brilliant, because sometimes when you're told, oh, you can't do a certain project, so you say, fine, I'm not going to do it, and you leave it to someone else. David knew that he couldn't do it. That didn't mean that he couldn't have a hand in helping it being done. That's the beauty. That's the ambition. And that's the kedusha of David HaMelech.